Good morning. 00 hours. Cloudy. 31 degrees. Good morning. 0100 hours. Cloudy. 30 degrees. Good morning. 0200 hours. Cloudy. 30 degrees. Good morning. 0300 hours. Sleet. 32 degrees. Good morning. 0400 hours. Cloudy. 30 degrees. Good morning. 0500 hours. Ice. 30 degrees. Good morning. 0600 hours. Cloudy. 32 degrees. Good morning. 0700 hours. Cloudy. 32 degrees. Good morning. 0800 hours. Cloudy. 32 degrees. Good morning. 0900 hours. Cloudy. 32 degrees.
KCZ for a radio check.
Good morning. 1000 hours. Cloudy. 33 degrees.
KC8SDL, WBAICU. Anyone know if the other repeater is down?
What was the question?
W-A-Y-R-C.
Yeah, W-B-A-I-C-U. I was wondering if anyone knew if the other 3-6 is down. I don't know for sure. Yeah, I'm on a lapel repeater, so I wouldn't know about the others right now. Okay. Well, power is down in my house. It might be down over there, too, but normally it doesn't extend that far. Hey, thanks. I'll just go back and check it now and then. I'm running off battery, of course. I ain't got no power.
Yeah, real good. Wait a guy, are you up that way?
Well, we did have. It's still kind of icy out on the sidewalks and the road, but not as bad. I thought if it was, you know, that would have caused it, it would have happened overnight instead of, it happened at 10 o'clock. Just, I was on the computer and everything just went out, lights, everything. Okay. I'll let you go, Lynn. Thanks for the call back.
No problem. Have a good morning, WARC.
73, WBITU.
Good morning, 1100 hours, 35 degrees. Good afternoon, 1200 hours, 35 degrees. Good afternoon, 1300 hours, cloudy, 36 degrees. Good afternoon, 1400 hours, cloudy, 36 degrees.
N8LJN mobile monitoring.
What's you up to there, young man? WARC.
I'm doing okay, Mike. How about you? I am just going to help my son do a brake repair. Well, the weather is sort of nice.
Yeah, it's fun. Hopefully it's inside. I got some, what do they call them? Stabilizer? I don't know. Something in front of my town and country. A couple bars that go kind of on an angle. I got one that's kind of rattling. I'm pretty sure that's what it is. And I got to switch them out eventually. But not today.
Yeah, probably the sway bars. When the bushings get old, they will rattle, or when they wear out, of course. Done that many times, and it's well worth the effort. Yeah, just the bushings are very inexpensive, but the work is a little involved sometimes.
Hey, I've never done that kind of stuff. I mean, I could tear it apart, probably do it, just haven't done it, so I'll probably get off and figure out, oh, I need another tool, but got lots of tools, but probably not the right one.
You probably got the right tools, and that Town and Country's a relatively new car, so the one problem that always seems to be an issue with the sway bar bushing clamps are the bolts. Those nuts always seem to rust up pretty well. So, say a little prayer for rusty bolts to come free.
Yeah, maybe me and penetrating oil or WD-40 or something. But, yeah, I'll have to tackle that one of these days. I ain't too worried about it. It's not falling off yet.
Yeah, PB Blaster is my go-to for penetrating to free up things. I've also heard that, what's it called? It's nail polish remover. I can't think of the name of it, but it's the same material that's in brake cleaner. And I just saw a video where some guy used that to kind of work it back and forth and get it off. Anyways, been working on the Go Box for Aries, so version 2 should be ready for the January meeting. Looking forward to getting more feedback on that. And that's been kind of my primary thing on radio stuff. I couldn't make it to the Christmas dinner last week. And are you doing anything on the 10-meter contest this weekend?
You know, all these years I have not. I'm not exactly sure what to do. I could have got the time to do it. In fact, I'm sitting in front of everything right now. But, yeah, I've never jumped in to actually do one of them. If that's not the same thing as 10-10 number, it's just all just a 10-meter operation, as far as I know.
Yeah, I think that's the case. I saw where a few of the club members were getting in yesterday. It probably ended at noonish today is what my guess was. But, I tell you, those higher bands are in HF are really hot this year with the solar maximum coming up. So it's really interesting. I'm quite impressed at how well, because I never spent any time up there in 15 or 10, let alone 6. And so it's really interesting how well they're working this year.
Yeah, they are doing pretty good. In fact, I was listening to somebody on POTA. I have a new program, a few of us do now. But Hammers Pro, and they're updating that thing like every other day, but they're doing a good job on it. And all you got to do is click on the person you want to make contact to. It fills in the log and hit save, and it saves it, and move on to the next one. Each one that they're on that frequency operates your radio at the same time with FL rig, and you click on it and tunes your turns your radio that frequency, and away you go. So it's working pretty good.
Yeah, I've heard that Hammers is the go-to for POTA. And 2 years ago at the picnic, Scott was running it when I got on for my first time activating, and boy, was that a blast. And it sure does make it easy. He might have been using Hammers on his smartphone last August when we were doing that and I was on. Sure is a lot of fun, and that sure does sound like a very good logging program. I greatly enjoy POTA. It's a lot of fun. I'm going to have to activate myself someday, but for now I enjoy hunting. It's sure been a blast to kind of get out there and find activators.
Yeah, I'll get out there too. When it gets a little nicer weather. Anyway, yeah, that new, it's the new version of Hammer, so it has a little more features, and probably another month they'll have something else to it, but it keep up, it's pretty cool. Hey, I'm going to get out of here. I got work on my go box here, and I got to flip it around. It takes 2 minutes and a boy to flip it around, but it's getting heavier by the moment. So, 7-3, have a good day in WAYRC.
All right, Mike. Well, thanks for answering my call. And when you're flipping that go box around, be careful with that newly repaired shoulder. Really glad that's working well for you. You have yourself a good day. 7-3, NEDLJN, clear.
KF8CPP, monitoring.
KF8CLL, got you loud and clear. How are you doing, Ricky?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing alright. Actually, snow seems to be falling outside, so I'm just trying to get the Bluetooth programming website from Old Master to get my that kid radio, the TDH8 that I got back from the program. It doesn't want to let me use the data, probably because it doesn't have pictures yet, but anyway, we'll go back to you, Ricky.
Okay. Well, just recording a short contact for my YouTube channel, so that's nice. And yeah, it was nice talking with you on the air. Hopefully you can get your Bluetooth programming to work. And I will say 73 from KF8CPP, Kilo Foxtrot 8, Charlie Papa Papa. You have yourself a good one. This is KF8CPP. We'll be going clear.
KF8CLL will be clear as well. And 73 to you. 73 to you, Ricky. Clear after your question.
NATLC. NHUYU. You're wrong, Ricky. NATLC. NHUYU. How about it, Vic? NATYU.
Good afternoon. 1500 hours.
This is KF8CPP. Jason, KF8CLL, was that you? Your signal is very quiet there, but I think it was you.
Yes, this is me. You have a copy on me. This is KF8CLL.
Yes, it's quiet, but yes, I do have a copy.
KF8CPP, this is KF8CLL. Do you have a better copy on my signal now?
This is KF8CPP. Yes, it's a little better. Still a bit quiet, but it's better. KF8CPP, yes, I do have a copy. A little bit of interference, but it's not too bad.
Yeah, I'm actually trying to get that class, so I'm able to get your time.
Okay, gotcha. I don't know what to talk about right now. I assume you're going to go to your aunt's house really soon. I think it's, like right next door to your house, so, yeah.
I'm back outside. I gotta find my mom because she's supposed to be making cookies next door at my aunt's house. I just came from there.
Oh, cool. Cookies. What kind are they?
There's all sorts of cookies that we're making. I just found my mom.
Yeah, my mom apparently heard me from my room, even though I was next door. KFACLO. That's funny. Yeah, she's all... That's funny. Yeah, speaking of cookies, my mom made some chocolate chip cookies that are really good. A little bit on the crunchy side, but they're really good, nonetheless. This is KFACPP.
Yeah, I just got a good sound to repeat every once in a second to make sure I'm connected, so. Anyway, KFACLL. Is that correct?
Alright. Okay, so. Don't really know what else to talk about, so. I guess I'll let you go for now. 73 to you. I hope you enjoy those cookies over there at your aunt's house. So, yeah. 73 from KFACPP. I'll be going clear.
Yeah, about that. Most of them were not even going to be eating today, so I don't know.
Oh, how come? How come you won't be eating most of them? Copy your last signal there. What were you trying to say? It kept cutting in and out.
Kilo Echo 8, United Radio Victoria Mobile, returning home.
Good afternoon, 1600 hours, sunny, 37 degrees. Good afternoon, 1700 hours, mostly sunny, 37 degrees.
This is Kilo Echo 8, Delta Oscar November, Red Control Station for Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet. This net means every Sunday, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on a near frequency of 39.32 kHz. Our alternate frequencies are 5346.5 and 7232 kHz. These are designated Michigan emergency frequencies. This net is also available via VHF and UHF link repeaters, courtesy of Central Michigan Emergency Network. If you receive the net on VHF and UHF, you are also invited to check in and participate. This net is also available on Echo Link, but will be received only. Purpose of this net that is to provide a weekly statewide exchange of information and ideas concerning Oxycontin, Michigan, including Aries, NTS, and SkyOne. All radio amateurs with a sincere interest in supporting public safety are invited and encouraged to take part in this net. Now, this is an ARRL section level net. Regular participants include your section officials, NTS officials, assistants, and representatives from these groups. This is Kilo Echo 8 Delta Oscar, Kilo Echo 8 Delta Oscar November. My name is Max, and I hold the section as section emergency coordinator. From the group, I have the following stations listed: WDA USA, WDA TQZ, WDA TKL, KW5AS, WDA AXB, and KAJDD. Those stations need not check in again, but other stations for the net, please call now.
Kilo Bravo 9, India Alpha Romeo.
KB9IAR, boy, I haven't heard you in a while. You got a good signal tonight, thank you. Next station, please. Are there any relays? KAJDD, KEADUN?
Go ahead, KAJDD.
Yeah, can you place a general net call, please?
Will do. This is KAJBD assisting net control for the Michigan ARPSC net. Anyone wishing to join, please call now. Again, Michigan ARPSC net. Anyone wishing to join, call now. This is KAJBD.
November 8th, Echo, November X-ray, Juliet, India, Mike.
KADON, this is KJBD, nothing heard.
Okay, thank you, Jim, KJBD, KADON, Michigan Section ARPSC net. I am just cheating here, looking at my watch to see what's on my calendar this week because I left my phone upstairs. You caught me in the middle of this. I was just finishing up putting together a piece of furniture for my son, and saw the timer and said, hey, I got to get down here because I knew that he wasn't going to make it. So anyway, good evening, everybody. Appreciate y'all coming out. We've got, let's see here, this past week, yesterday, I just got back. I went up Friday night, got to see a lot of snow up in Gaylord when I made a stop there, and also they had plenty of snow on the ground up in Manistique, which is where I was staying. We worked with the District 8 folks. They had an exercise put together. It was a classroom exercise covering all of the non-incident parts of the position task book. Ended up with eight people being able to participate. We had three people who completed their task book, so they had other tasks that had been previously completed. Another two people have one more task to go each, different tasks, and they'll be able to accomplish those at just about any time. And then the remaining folks have another event to go through, and they will go through, they are planning to have one or two of the upcoming events that will be normally public service events. We are able to structure those as NIMS organized, and so they'll be able to get those folks through the book in there, as well as other volunteers that might be up in the area. So if you're interested in working on your task book, you might want to reach out to QA, Bob, Delta, Charlie, KATDC, Mr. Pete Goss, and he will see if he can squeeze you in there to help. And if not, it sounds like it's a fun couple of events. So we've got a running race that's later in the spring. So that's the week past. Upcoming this week, I've got, I believe it's Wednesday, is a Cobalt Magnet 25 measles review. Measles, the master scenario is on list, so we're just kind of doing a checkpoint. That's a big exercise. It's going to run for about a week, and so there's a lot of moving parts coming together, a lot of agencies involved, and there will definitely be some Oxcom injects to all communication. And Thursday, I'm going to head down. I'll be down in here and visit the club over there. Dave Fertle, the DC, the new UC over there. Rose from Paul Reiner. He has asked if I could come in and give a talk on our extended crew, the folks that have some interest in it. So we'll be meeting up with them. But I think that was everything that was on my calendar. I just apparently just scrambled over to my wife. So other than that, it'll be a quiet week overall, at least as far as Octocom goes. All right, I'll shut up, and let me go next to WDA USA to be followed by WDA TTE. Mr. Joe, how are things over your way?
Yeah, well, that's pretty cold, Max, as you could well imagine. No sunshine today, but you can expect it. I've got a relay for you. When KVD was calling for check-ins, I picked up a Kilo Echo 8, Juliet Kilo India. He was sleep readable here, so you might want to put him at the bottom of the roster bowl.
Did you say Kilo Echo 8, Juliet Alpha Juliet?
Okay, Kilo Alpha 8, Juliet Kilo India. Over.
Kilo Alpha 8, Juliet Kilo India. I think I got it that time.
Okay, good enough. So I want to make sure I got that in. And good enough on KP9I. Don has been making the rounds on a lot of nets, Michigan Tritic Net and the Max Net, and has been checking in. Even a Great Lakes Emergency and Tritic Net. So he had an antenna that was down for a long time and had help putting another one up. I think he's running an net that he'll explain it more on his transmission, but good for him, and boy, he's getting his revenge, isn't he? So, good for you, Don. Go skip and rest, and some pretty good signals. Matt, I just one thing I said, you were loud and clear, you have decayed a little bit, you're readable. So, there you go. Let's see what's going on here. I have two noteworthy items. Number one, looks like we'll be going to the NROP convention this year, next year. The Red Cross out of the Grand Rapids is sponsoring me, so I took that open slot. So after an absence of a few years, looks like I'll be going back. I'm looking forward to it. Not looking forward to returning to Michigan from Florida, but you got to let something go in order to take something in that's really worthwhile. And I do have my business cards printed up, as I'm sure Bradley, if he's sponsoring NHGs, I'm seeing that you'll be pushing business cards. So I took a plug, you got some. Well, let's see, and then the other newsworthy item, all quiet in accounting, number one. Number two is that the Red Cross Radio Loom project I've been working on, and another fella, Randy, a non-amateur Red Cross volunteer, is almost complete after working on it since June. There are a total of seven antennas up there. Two HF dipoles, and then the rest are tri-band or dual-band antennas, ground planes. Two of them have 220 capability, and doggone it, because of proper pre-planning, the SWR is basically flat on all of them. So I couldn't be more pleased. So that's wrapping up. The last little bit is programming the laptop computers that are going in there, hanging some pictures on the wall, and then celebrate with some kind of a event. Not sure what it's going to be. We've already had the station on the air. That's on the reception report. So that was a good thing. Anyway, enough of my yakking, back to you, Mike. Matt, thanks for running it, and all have a safe week upcoming. Over.
All right, Joe, thank you for all of that. Your signal was good pretty much all the way through there, and you've taken a little bit of a tape, but still good readable. The fickleness of the bands. Good job at getting the radio room all set up there, and really nice work on the antennas. So it's good to hear that everything's nice and flat as SWR-wise. And thank you as well for passing along the extra check-in there. I've got them added to the roster. Next, let's go to WDATQZ to be followed by WDATKL. Mr. Mike, how are things up in Fairfield County?
Hey, there's your match for TAQ1 and Michigan Air PSC to the BTQC. Well, actually, we're doing a lot better up here for weather than other areas around here. We've had relatively very little snow, which unless you're fine. That was a good thing. And, things are working out pretty well. We're just getting caught up with it. I found that when I did finally go out and, check my antennas there, I slacked off on a few halyards to see what kind of shape they were in. They were in pretty good shape, but I obviously did not get the 75 meter and 30 feet point back where it was. It has tuned up the same since then. So I guess this next walk spell, maybe tomorrow or the next day, I need to get out there and see if I can tweak it a little bit more and get it where I belong. I did receive an email from Chester up in Mackinac City regarding a Bifin's refresher online this evening. I see in the attachment, which I didn't read until today, that today is the last day to register for it, so I guess I'll take a shot at that and see if I can avail myself of that. But it seems like an easy way to get brushed up, and certainly convenient enough, especially this time of year. That's about all the news here. Back to you.
All right, Mike, thank you. WDPKUAD1 Michigan Section ARPS. Yes, with good. Yeah, it's always good to be able to check the antennas before the snow gets too deep up there. Nice to hear you're surviving the weather as well. Yes, my sim's refresher training, you can mention that over the weekend while I was yesterday. Pete was promoting that a bit as well. I guess Bryce is going to be running that class. So it should be a good one. Hope you enjoy it there. And the three of you get checked in. Let's see, we're going to go to WDPKO and then we'll take a standby here. Mr. Jay, how are things down your way?
Whiskey Bravo, Tango Kilo Lima, Jay in Ypsilanti Township. Well, I'm currently looking at on my laptop here at a picture of one of my fellow ham neighbor's backyard. He's got a camera that watches his backyard, but it's on the Arden Microwave Network. And I'm getting a really nice color photograph, and not much going on in his backyard at the moment, but it does confirm the network is up and running. So we're going to be, the Aero Radio Club is going to be going out to a public park in Ann Arbor this time, Hunt Park. And the guys will be setting up in the cold and the rain. Well, not that cold. We're expecting about 50 degrees that day. We'll see how it is after sunset. But it will be a bit wet. And the guys will be setting up some of their HF stations and Arden's nodes and hopefully some 220 megahertz operations. But they'll be setting up in the park as we do every third Monday of every month. We do this year-round, no matter what the weather. There are only two of us that belong to the 6 Degrees Club, where we showed up for an outing that was, the temperature was only 6 degrees, and that was rather a fun one, but there were only two of us that were willing to go and set up here and brave the elements. But this time I'm going to go and set up an Arden node, shoot over the tops of all the tall buildings in downtown Ann Arbor. We will be on high ground and establish a link into the main body of the network and see what's to be seen. We'll also be promoting 220 megahertz operations now that we've got a 220 megahertz. Cross-linked with our main T-meter machine. So when we do the Monday night net, the guys will be able to check in with their handy-talkies or their rigs or whatever, and we're going to see how many of them will show up and actually do that. Monday night net. Kind of wondering what's going on around the state with regard to the ARES. This is an ARPC net after all, so it covers ARES, NTS, Skywarn, Oxcom, and Raytheon. So I'm kind of wondering what's happening around the state in the ARES world. With that, WDATKO, back to that.
Okay, Jay, thank you for your comments there. Good luck out at the park there. I hope that the weather does turn out to be warm and not too wet for you when you guys get set up there. Like I said, we're having a lot of fun with the Arden net there. It sounds like one of your cohorts there down in down that way has managed to create a homebrew security system with the imaging net. All right, this is KEEDY1. We're taking a standby here to see if there's anyone else that would like to join into the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet. If so, please call now. Are there any relays? I heard the repeaters striking up. Is any OBU out there, this KEEDY1?
Yeah, I checked in early. I just heard if you didn't call me, I'd just be quiet.
All right, I got you in on the roster there. Real quick, do you have any comments coming in?
I'm sorry, what was the question?
I was saying, I got you checked in. I was wondering if you had any comments for that.
I'm currently noise-free from the local grow operation. I spent the last week. Took down all of his lights and reinstalled a complete new lighting system. Sometimes you have to take it a little bit to an extreme to get rid of your appearance, but you know what? I'm a happy camper.
Hey, that's not so bad. He's probably doing okay with that, and as a result of this, everybody's happy. Good deal. Thank you, as always, for providing the remote and riding along here. All right, let's go to KW5AS and be followed by WD8AXB. Mr. Skip, how are things up in Milwaukee?
This is KW5AS. Well, things are very, very foggy. It's going to be above freezing this evening and tomorrow morning, at least for a couple of days. So it'll be a good time to get outside, see if I can get some more antenna work done. Other than that, not much happening around the area. It's kind of a bland time of year. It's one of those things, haven't had any real heavy snow yet, so it's one of those things that we're just doing what we can, and, just kind of taking it easy, getting the shack in order, probably do some antenna work since the weather will be warm and the coax won't be frozen to the ground, and that'll be about it for the week, KW5AS.
All right, KW5AS, KEEDY1. Boy, you have a solid signal coming into Midland here this evening. Next we go to WDEASD, followed by KAJDD. Mr. Charlie, how are things down your way?
Well, good afternoon, Max and everybody. This is WD8 Alpha X-ray Bravo, Charlie in Calhoun County, District 5. Nice to hear KB5IAR. I sent a quick text message to Don and reminded him of the net, and I knew he had some antenna issues, but then I didn't know what the status was, but I was able to hear him check in, which is not always easy to do because we're kind of close, and I guess our antennas don't orient well for ground wave, but Don, we heard you today quite well. Let's see here. Yeah, I found out that Brett wasn't going to be on the net tonight. I did let a bunch of other stations know in Southwest Michigan to, it's like, hey, you know, stations, if you can check in, at least check your rig out and do some listening if you got other things going in the background. Boy, I wish this net could grow in active check-ins, that's for sure. I don't know why we don't get more. Yes, I understand people have family and dinner things on Sundays, but really, every Sunday? And sometimes we even take Sundays off for holiday reasons that we don't have nets. So yeah, there you go. Well, tomorrow, one of my plans is to try to do a temporary patch on a piece of coax outside that I accidentally cut when I was going after some weeds and growing weedy vines, and the weedy vine that I cut was actually wrapped around a piece of coax going to one of my HF antennas. I've got three HF wire antennas, and only two of them are fit for duty right now, so I would really like to get my third one set up and around 50 tomorrow here in Kalamazoo County. Let's see, was there something else? I guess not at this time, so we will turn it back to you there, Max, Net Control, and yeah, your signal's been pretty steady, but now the fading is starting to start, so must be the sun is going down or something, so you're up and down, up and down. KEDON, back to you, sir, from WDAXD, over.
All right, Charlie, thank you. Yeah, you had a really good signal coming in here all the way through, and thank you for promoting the net around the area there. We do get some nice turnout from Southwest Michigan, and it never hurts to promote it further. All right, next, let's go to KAJBD, to be followed by KB9IAR. Mr. Jim, how are things in Washtenaw?
KAJBD, this is KAJBD. Good afternoon, and hello to all on the net. My name is Jim, ECRF in Washtenaw County. Not too much going on here. KB8AY is in the process of finalizing our NCS schedule for next year for the Washtenaw ARPSC and the Siren Tap Net. So we're getting that squared away coming up for next year. Other than that, not too much going on. However, I did hear again Kilo Echo 8, Juliet Kilo India, trying to check in again. So just thought I'd bump that out and see if maybe he sort of heard it. Anyway, great signal here tonight, 5x9, armchair copy. Anyway, good afternoon to all, and hopefully everybody has a great upcoming week. So back to you. This is Kilo 8 and Juliet Bravo Delta.
All right, Jim, thank you very much, and thank you for confirming the call. Kilo Echo 8, Julia, Kilo, there's your feet up there in up the west back. We'll get to you. And, yes, I'm glad it was that one and not what I had written down, Kilo Alpha 8. That's an expired call. So, very good. Thank you. And, by the way, you can tell KB8AY, here, Gateway is working nicely. I hit it with 5 watts from here with my X6100. So it did a very nice job. First try out. All right, we'll go next to KB9IAR to be followed by KEHAKI. Mr. Don, how are you doing? Good to hear from you.
Yeah, good evening, gentlemen. Yes, I've had an antenna quite a while, and I ordered NFED half wave 130 foot, and had KEHUU and WD8KC come over Tuesday and put it up for me. And I'm pretty happy with it. So it's doing a great job for me. That's about all I have. Back to Net Control. KEHUU, KB9IAR.
All right, Don, thank you for checking in this evening, KB9IAR. Good to hear you again. We haven't heard you in quite a while. Always good to hear you. Sounds like you're doing well. And it's always good to have friends who can climb on things and put steps up in the air for us. KB8SWR wants to come over and do that around my roof for a couple of antennas. I appreciate you guys here to get a good use out of those. Let's see here now. We're going to go to KEHAKI. KEHAKI, KEHADON. Can we do a signal check? Anybody here?
KEHADON,
KEHAKI. Yes, he's on.
I'm still not sure that my radio is set up correctly here. But nothing new to report, just as of last week. We are still planning on going in and cleaning up the IOSCO EOC to try to get those first missions back in a restored condition there. So other than that, nothing new to report. So for KEHAKI, back to Net Control.
KEHADON, KJBD, KEHAKI, guy has concluded his comments.
All right, thanks for relaying that. Pete, I couldn't hear your comments. Unfortunately, I think your signal went right over my house this time. So, hopefully we'll be able to catch you next time there. Thank you for checking in. I do appreciate it. Pete is, by the way, one of our newest ECs on taking care of things up there. All right, this is KEADON. We're at the bottom of the roster, so I'm going to pause here and see if there's anybody else who would like to check into the net before we close. If so, please call now. Are there any relays? All right, hearing none, we will close this session of the net. We had 11 check-ins and 27 minutes of airtime. I want to thank everybody for checking in this evening, taking a little bit of time out of your Sunday, as Charlie mentions it. And I do appreciate that. I hope you all have a great evening and have a good week ahead. Stay dry or off the ground as well in some of the days it's slippery. But anyway, stay safe and healthy, as it were. And I will look forward to seeing you all again and talking with you all again in the next week. This is KEPON closing this session of the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet, returning this frequency to normal amateur use. KEPON out.
Good evening, 1800 hours, cloudy, 37 degrees.
K9KAR.
Good evening, 1900 hours. Fog, 37 degrees.
KFACCD, this is KFACLL, do you copy?
Good evening, 2000 hours. Cloudy, 36 degrees. Good evening. 21 hours. Cloudy. 37 degrees.
KFACTV, this is KFACLL, do you copy? This is KFACTP, yes, I do have a copy, heard you loud and clear. Alright, you ready to do the session, Rich? Yep, so you can just tell me what to do, or can you tell me what to do here, so I know? Yeah, give me one second. I'm going to get a drink of water real quick. I have to pull up that page. I think I already have it pulled up. Yeah, so I'll have you get through it. All right, I'll be waiting by until you're ready, when you're ready. Okay, for some reason, my radio is being stubborn, and every so often, it'll just completely cut out all the audio. I think I need to reset it. Give me one, like, give me like 10 seconds, 15, 20 seconds to reset it so I can try to see if that fixes it. It's done it before, and that's what this solution was, so. KFACTLL, we'll be on standby. Alright, take your time. I'll be on standby as well. KFACPP. This is KFACLL, I have returned. All right, Reggie, you ready to get this image sent over? Yep, sure am. All right, this is Kilo Foxtrot 8, Charlie Lima Lima. And, Kilo Foxtrot 8, Charlie Papa Papa will now be transmitting a slow scan image. There was an add-on to 146.700 with the of the WAGCI organization. They just ran a close scan at 8 o'clock. It's closed off at just after 9 o'clock. So. Anyway, Ricky, are you ready to get the page set up? We are on the page. You are ready to see the select the mode. KF8CPP, yes, I'm ready to send an image. I've got a mode selected. I got PD120, and I'm just selecting an image now. All right, so what I'm going to want you to do is, I'm going to ask you a question. Do you want to save the audio file as a WAV file, or just simply play it after encoding it? What would you rather do? Because download it and save it for later, so you can retransmit that image again. You don't have to pick through everything. If you want to send it some other time to, say, another SMC, you can have, like, 9 seconds. Like, what would you need for? I'll just do the WAV file way, the saving it. All right, so you got your mode selected, you said. You got PD120. And you got an image selected already? Yep, I've got it. Hang on, let me see. It's not doing it. It's not selecting the file. What the heck? KFACPP, you still have a copy. Yes, I do still have a copy. When I select the image, click on Photo Library, I click on the image, I click Done, but it still says no file selected. Is there a reason for that? I guess just try refreshing the page. This is KFACLL. Hang on, I'll just open it in Chrome. Give me a second here. This is KFACPP. All right, Reggie, I'm going to have you share your screen. That way I can see it. Because we are on that messenger call, just need to back up. So I'm going to go clear for the moment. Or rather, I guess I'll just be on that standby for the moment. So, Reggie, KFACPP, this is KFACPP. I'm going on standby.
this is KF8CPP. I'll be going on standby as well. KF8CPP to KF8CLL. Do you copy? This is PO Foxtrot 8, Charlie Lima. Yes, I've got you loud and clear. Cool. All right. Yeah, I'm ready to send that image now. Should be able to encode it right now. Yeah, as soon as the repeater drops, bro, you can do it, so. I guess that out. KF8CLL, going on standby. Ready to hear it. Do the transmitting. All right, KF8CPP, you're ready to go. Wait, hold on. So do I click on encode or download? My bad, you need to click on download and then play the file from your music player or whatever is on your iPad, so do that first and then I'll still be on standby waiting for your image. So just drop and tell me what mode it's going to be. Alright, give me just a second, it's in PD 120, and just give me just a second here, and I will send the image. Once I get to the file, I will let the repeater drop. I think recent? No, where's the sound? Here, I'll try looking in the Chrome folder. Chrome. Here we are. Chrome. Make sure this is the right one. Alright. What the heck? Where is it at? Here we go. I think I found it, so give me just a second and make sure it's the right one. I don't know if I should send it in just a few seconds. Alright, just one more note. It's the whole shebang is about 4 minutes long, the whole audio file. So I'll send it right now, PD-120, if you didn't catch it earlier. Break. You do not need to do that. I just need to tell you right now, before you send it, don't let it run the full duration. You're going to have to pause that file because there's actually like only about... Okay, so PD-120 is 120 seconds. The whole actual encoded part is 120 seconds, so it's not 4 minutes long. It should only be about just over two. And then after that, full mark where it ends, it'll just get easy to tone. It's really annoying. So pause it after that ends, but anyway, you are 2 years and 7 years to make PLL on standby. So I just let it go for 2 minutes? Yeah, keep your speaker held next to your PTT. You're going to have to hold your PTT down, but then you should be good to go, so just don't let it run the full duration, otherwise half of it will be a continuous annoying to see your tone, and that gets really annoying. Anyway, you're good to go. Okay, if you see that, you're going to stand by for the image. All right, I will send the image right now, as soon as the repeater drops. Okay, please tell me what I'm looking at. At the very bottom, I got a good amount of it. And it looks like some like type of text or something, like a text message directory or something. I don't know. It is a screenshot from my game. It's a game mode. It's called Tartarus in the Tornado Alley Ultimate game that I like to play. So, yeah, it's not really a text message directory, but, yeah. Yep, it's just a screenshot from that little secret room in the lobby in the Tornado Alley Ultimate game. Yeah, I just noticed the Roblox jump button in the lower right-hand corner of the KFACLL. Yeah. The upper half is just nonsense. I couldn't tell what it was, but it didn't be told properly, but I put the mic closer to the radio and got the rest of it, so. It worked out pretty nice for that last half. Yeah, it's 873, and so it's a nice test section. 73, and I'll be clear. Alright, KF8CPP, I'll be clear and clear.
Good evening, 22 hours, fog, 37 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours, fog, 37 degrees.